Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Yes, I hate to interrupt your foot tapping there to smoke on the water, David. I bet you're enjoying that.
I love it. I wish we had more of that sort of music up this way, but they don't.
Never mind. We're having Rocktober at the moment, so a bit of rock and roll, which is fabulous, mate. Spaced Out, once a fortnight, I'd love to catch up with you and talk about what's going on. And one of the great stories, of course, at the moment, is the first all-female spacewalk has happened, and it was a great success.
Oh, about time, too. It's only about 40 years overdue, or 20 years overdue. Very quickly, in a nutshell, in March, they tried to have two women astronauts on the space station doing some repair work, but one of the suits didn't fit. And the reason it didn't fit is because they tried it out and suited her up on Earth, made the suit for her, and when she got into space, you actually grow taller when you're in space, Peter. You're about 1 or 2 centimetres taller.
Oh.
And the suit didn't fit. Now they've made repairs to it. And only on the weekend, two women, Jessica Meir and Christina Koch, wrapped up the first all-female spacewalk in history. New lithium-ion batteries installed onto the space station. It's the first time two women have ever worked outside together on a job like that. And it's only because somebody sort of messed up the suit situation, because they've got a lot of men's suits up there, but obviously the women's climbing is a little bit different.
Right.
So it's all okay now and all ready to go and done. So it's a bit of history being made, and it shows you how blokey NASA have always been in the past, Peter. It's just a shame they didn't get women and take them into consideration a little bit earlier space program than what they did.
Well, women certainly played a huge part behind back in the day, of course, the original Apollo space adventures, because of the women back on Earth had an amazing job, mate. Just quickly, WA has always been famous for mining. I don't think Lang Hancock ever thought that mining was going to take us to this thing. We're looking at Western Australia. Tell us more about it.
Oh, look, very quickly, Lang had loved this. Mining the Moon and Mars, NASA are indicating that they want to use robotic exploration of the Moon and Mars, doing mining there too. Remote mining. Now, Dave Williams of the CSIRO said, we want to be part of that. We're very good at it. We lead the world in that type of thing.
Mm.
And also looking at agriculture as well. We do that. Our capability in dry agriculture in areas like, you know, the Pilbara,
yep,
is quite well known. So it looks like we might be part of a pretty big mission coming up to mine the Moon remotely, using Australian equipment, Australian expertise, and Australian knowledge. So it's a big step for us. Right after, too, which is good, only a bit of a year into it now, the new Australian space industry we've got here in Australia has helped that along quite a lot. So we're getting into it now. It's been a long time. We've been out in the wilderness too long for it, and now we're back in there. So what's this? I'll let you know more when I find out more. But Australia in space mining, in concert with NASA, I like
wow.
it.
Wow, how exciting, how exciting. Astrospace News, a division of Astronomy Media Services. David, amazing website, davidrenicky.com. Spaced Out again in a fortnight. David, thank you as always. I'll let you get back to your dinner.
Good on you. Talk to you then, Pete.